You're seeing things that are there and you're feeling things that were there, but you have less resilience to cope and less resilience to deal with those things. Today's podcast is a solo one, and I'm diving into the DMs to bring you one that we can unpack together somewhat. So just a reminder, as always, I am of course not a medical doctor. I am not a psychologist. We are talking today about plucking up courage to seek referrals and also touching on our menstrual cycle. So please keep in mind that I am not a healthcare provider. I am having a chat with you in the way that you would chat with a girlfriend. If you have any health queries, you absolutely need to seek qualified medical support and guidance. I can't be clear enough, and I know most of you listening are like, yeah, of course, we get that, but just to be ultra, ultra clear, when it comes to anything to do with your health, you shouldn't be taking any real guidance, I don't think, from someone who doesn't know your specific situation. But let's get into today's direct message. It says, "Hi Kylie, I have seen your post about understanding your cycle, i.e. ovulating versus luteal phase. I am plucking up the courage to get a referral for a psychologist to begin a possible ADHD/ASD/mood disorder diagnosis for myself. And then I will see things like this, in brackets, your menstrual cycle post, and I will think, oh, maybe there's nothing to diagnose and it is just my cycle, or it's food, or it's stress, or blah, 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 dot, dot, dot. But I remembered you have your own ADHD diagnosis, and that helps me to feel validated. So thank you for sharing all that you share." Just quickly, a word from today's sponsors. Unless, of course, you're one of our Venti members, in that case, there are no ads and your episode is about to keep playing.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
So the post that is referenced in today's episode is a little reel. You'll be able to scroll back and find it. I'm dressed up. We were going out for drinks in Byron, I think. Brendan and I say drinks. Like, he doesn't drink at all, and it's hardly drinks. But I'm dressed up. I'm wearing a dress with high boots, and then you will see the transition into a tracksuit holding a sausage on bread. And I was referencing how you can feel like a completely different person from one point in your cycle to another point, and I stand by that. For me, I feel so different in my luteal phase, and it's something that has been a massive unlock for me to really uncover what that difference feels like and how it presents for me. And I completely understand this direct message, because if you're struggling with symptoms of a mood disorder, for example, and I know she's referenced ADHD, ASD, and mood disorders, but say you're struggling with a mood disorder and then you think, oh, hang on, maybe it is just my cycle, and you can explain it away, I understand that apprehension to want to go and seek further guidance, because on one hand, you may have had the experience where a medical professional has dismissed what it is that you're feeling and thinking, or what it is that you know about yourself, and that can be incredibly frustrating and expensive and exhausting and just belittling, really. I think everyone has had that experience where someone thinks that they're the authority on what you're experiencing, and it's very hard to be your own advocate, because we do find ourselves in this situation, right, where everything gets explained away as, oh, it's just stress, it's, you know, just your cycle, maybe it's what you've eaten, you're just tired. And like, we're always tired, right? There's always a reason to be feeling stressed and to be tired. I think we live with that. So I understand your desire to explain things away and minimize them. And at the same time, I also think if you have this inner knowing that keeps popping up for you that something is off, it's certainly worth exploring. Will a diagnosis change your life? Maybe. Maybe yes, maybe no. For me, with my own ADHD diagnosis, it has improved my connection to self and my understanding and my compassion, and also helped me to build out some systems that make living easier when I know what it is that I struggle with. And I love that expression, name it to tame it. And it's certainly been true for me to be able to go, oh, I can name it, has helped me to tame it within me. And I have seen people in my own life have their own diagnoses, that sounded funny, receive their own diagnosis for a variety of things, whether it is a mood disorder, whether it is depression, whether it is a personality disorder, such as like a cluster B personality type thing, or autism, ADHD. I have seen how much it helps people to feel less hopeless, right? Because sometimes when you're battling with this stuff on your own, and certainly the people closest to you will be, you know, experiencing some overflow from it as well, it can feel really discombobulating and like you just don't know which way is up. But to actually be able to name it does help you, I think, for me, to tame it. And of course, we're all so different. You know, I know people in my life that would rather never have a name for certain things because they would rather look the other way, and for them it brings up more of a sense of shame. So it's really about how you feel about a diagnosis. But if you have this little desire within you to explore it, I definitely encourage you to.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Something I will say in regards to mood and these sorts of things with your cycle is that I remember a gynecologist saying to me, when you're in the luteal phase, it doesn't actually invent. Like, things aren't invented there in terms of, it's not like all of a sudden you go through your luteal phase and you start seeing things that were never there before. You're seeing things that are there and you're feeling things that were there, but you have less resilience to cope and less resilience to deal with those things. So there's actually quite a gift in the luteal phase in terms of going, okay, I'm more emotional, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm this, I'm that, that's bothering me, whatever it is, because you actually have the opportunity to keep it at the surface and go, okay, this is something I need to address perhaps at another stage in my cycle, because it exists anyway, it's there regardless, but you just might have less of a capability to process it or handle it when you are going through the hormonal fluctuations that come in that second half of your menstrual cycle. And I say that because if you are explaining away certain symptoms of a personality disorder because they are worse during your luteal phase, that doesn't mean that they don't exist at other times. You may just have more of a capacity to deal with them and to, you know, put them back into perspective or to ignore them. Maybe you're not dealing with them. Maybe it is like, you know what, when I'm ovulating and I'm in the first 12 days of my cycle, give or take, I just handle it better because I distract myself with other things. I'm more social. I'm not focused on it. But then in that luteal phase, they become more prevalent. So I wanted to include that in today's DM episode because I don't want you to explain things away because of your cycle. I want you to understand that, and again, like, I'm not an expert in this field, but from a friend to another friend, if I was having this chat with one of my besties, I would say to her, like, girlfriend, I want you to understand that during your luteal phase, you're not imagining things. They're very real. You're just feeling them probably a little bit more intensely. So I will leave you with that. But if you have a desire to get a diagnosis, don't worry about what other people think right now. If you have the resources available to you, and trust me, it can be a long journey for some people, but like it's better to start now. You know, at least you're moving in that direction. And if you want that diagnosis because it will allow you access to more compassion, more education, more resources, it may give you a sense of peace. It may help you connect with other people who are in a similar situation. It may open up a whole new world of a different style of therapy you never knew about and unlock this new version of yourself simply because you went down the path of validating and exploring something that you were curious about. As we get older, I think being curious about why we are the way we are is such a gift. So, if you enjoyed today's podcast episode, please slide into my DMs or leave a comment. Let me know. If you want to submit a direct message to be unpacked anonymously, of course, over here on the podcast, please feel free to send me a direct message, and fingers crossed I will get to it. And I always do my best to choose direct messages that I think will also help other people as well. And I know so many people out there have had that drop in moment where they're like, oh, I think I might have whatever it is. And there's that little kind of tap on the shoulder of like, maybe you should explore it. So that's why I have chosen this direct message today. Thanks for listening to this episode, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Before you run off, I wanted to mention we have a very special discount code for our podcast listeners. We have 20% off the blueprint happening right now just for you. That code is IM for 20% off the blueprint, which is available via thefrey.com. Details are in the show notes. If you're not sure what the blueprint is, it is your best friend when it comes to understanding who you are, who you want to be, and what is important to you. If you value personal growth and development, the blueprint is your journaling experience, and it will help you to access and uncover different areas of yourself that you are actually ready to bring to the surface. Audio is included. So if you love the podcasts, particularly personal development style episodes, you're going to love all of the audio files that come along with the blueprint. I'm talking identity, manifesting, inspired action. You're going to love it. Head on over to thefrey.com and use that code IM for 20% off and receive your blueprint to get to know yourself even better instantly. Today's podcast episode was recorded on the land of the Bundjalung Nation. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.